Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, Starcom Radio Networks, CRN Digital Talk, and more. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge. Because every week on the show, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more on Lucid Planet, thelucidplanet.com, and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, etc. And you can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter by searching for The Lucid Planet and follow my brand new weird and wonderful Instagram account at Instagram, The Lucid Planet. I also want to just give a shout out to everybody joining us on the Starcom Radio Network. We are now reaching over 250 AM FM digital and cable stations in 11 million homes in the U.S. If you would like to nominate yourself to come on the show, become an advertising partner, or just find out more, you can go to thelucidplanet.com. And big thanks to the Ed Tile Show again for bringing us onto Starcom Radio. We love working with you. Now, today's show is all about bringing a little bit of magic into our lives. And who doesn't need magic in their lives? It seems very fitting because today, February 1st, is the ancient pagan Celtic holiday of Imolg, which actually dates back to the Neolithic period over 10,000 years ago. Very briefly, this reflects one of the eight turnings of the wheel of the year, and it marks the midpoint between winter and spring. And this has been widely viewed in the Gaelic tradition as the end of winter, really a celebration of purification and new beginnings. It's also traditionally been the celebration of the goddess Brigid, pronounced Breed, where women would light candles and ask for their blessings for fertility and purification. And fact, this is also where we get Groundhog Day from. Interesting. I could definitely use some of that purification right now. I've been really sick since our last show. I'm fighting off a chest infection, sinus infection, and ear infection. So if I sound like crap today on the air, guys, that's why. Colorado winter. Thank you. But hey, you know, the show must go on. And indeed, you know, the world is just seemingly very chaotic right now. And so it is very important to ground yourself, to find your center, to connect to your inner wisdom. And, you know, I say in quotes like magic, witchcraft, paganism, these are all tools that people have used for this purpose, really since the dawn of humanity, to gain knowledge and connect to themselves and to understand what was coming in the future. Many of my people out there know I have a pretty strong gypsy lineage, and I'm all about using these methodologies of magic to connect to myself, whether it's cards, crystals, meditation, breath work. Some might say this is unscientific, and yet this is kind of a form of earth wisdom, and these oral traditions have been passed down for so many thousands of years. It wouldn't be around still if there weren't millions of people out there who felt the same way, who resonated. And indeed, I use these techniques because it helps me and it makes me feel good. And one of these techniques, what we're featuring today, is tarot cards. And whether you're brand new to tarot or experienced, I think today's show will have some value for you. I'm really pleased to welcome Courtney Weber, aka the Coco Witch, to the show. And she's going to share with us the art of reading tarot for yourself, as she talks about in her new book, Tarot for One. Now, Courtney Weber is a Wiccan priestess, writer, tarot advisor, and activist. She is a tarot reader with over 20 years experience, and she produced and designed the Tarot of the Burrows, which is a modern tarot deck set in New York City, composed of original photography. She is the author of Brigid, History, Mystery, and Magic of the Celtic Goddess, who, of course, we've just been talking about. And she's been published on Huffington Post, The Wild Hunt, Circle Times Magazine, and elsewhere. So really thrilled, Courtney. Happy Imolg. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Kelly. I'm just loving everything you're saying. It's not often people really nail how long this holiday of early February has been practiced, since it's a bit of a minor holiday here in the United States, or almost tongue in cheek when you're thinking about the groundhog. But but about 9-10,000 years ago, at least Western Europe, where a lot of our Imolg celebrations come from, was a lot warmer than it is now. It was much more like the Mediterranean. So this really would have been the start of spring.
Jelly.
Yeah. So, right. Not so much anymore, but a good 10,000 years ago, it really was. So this idea of celebrating things coming out of the ground, flowers, or in, places where it's still kind of cold, you see some of the animals returning from hibernation, like the groundhog, or in Scotland, it would be the snake that symbolized the returning of life. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, and I didn't really experience the shift in winter so much, because we went from temperate summers to temperate winters, where it would be cool, but it wouldn't be frigid for long periods of time. And then I moved to the Northeast and experienced New York and Connecticut winters. And that's a real winter. Mm-hmm.
That's where I grew up. Yeah. I definitely, I hear it's not as bad there. I'm in Colorado now. So it's like super gray and cold today. It was actually strangely in the 60s all week. And of course I've been sick, so I can't even really enjoy it. But, it felt like spring for a second. And then today it's like, nope, you've got like 3 more months of winter at least. But
My family in Oregon is complaining of the cold, and they've gotten like the most snow they've had in 37 years. Whereas New York winter has been pretty mild in comparison, but my first couple of winters in New York, I think, were some of the coldest that had been around in a very long time, and they just wouldn't end. It was just, the ice and the snow would stay for weeks. And I remember coming back from the gym when I was living in Connecticut and seeing a skunk and being so relieved, because it meant, okay, winter is finally leaving. If I'm seeing a skunk, it means that the snows are finally stopping.
Woo! And isn't it amazing and remarkable, this transition of the seasons, following the seasons? I mean, that's so much of what paganism is really based on, is just this wheel of life and the cycles that we go through with nature, and understanding and connecting to those cycles.
Yes, and there was a time when humanity was dependent. I mean, literally their survival was dependent on acknowledging when these transitions took place. And they believe that their rituals were connected to that as well. But one of the themes about Imolg and birth was that, for hundreds, if not thousands of years in Western Europe, women would plan to get pregnant in early May, which is why we have the Beltane celebrations. It's considered a fertility holiday, and you're dancing around the giant phallic maypole. There was a serious practical application for that. Yeah, it says that if you wanted a child that year, you should try to get pregnant in May, because it meant that you were still going to be pretty mobile and able to work and plant the crops throughout the summer. When the harvest starts coming in, you're probably getting a little bit bigger, but you can still help with that, because that was very important that everybody pitch in and bring in all the food. But at the point when a woman is biggest and least mobile, everybody else is going to be inside anyway, sitting around the lodge fire and telling stories and waiting for winter to pass. And then, the beginning of February is when the sheep and the cows would start to be giving milk again. So the mothers could eat fresh food for the first time in weeks. And so they were better nourished, and they themselves would have been able to produce more milk. And so their babies had a higher chance of survival. So
I love that. Yeah. It's my birthday next week. So clearly, my parents planned that out.
Very traditional. It was funny. My sister had a baby, my little niece will be 2 in February. And I was telling her about this. I said, well, traditionally speaking, and I don't think that she really She really cares. She's like, yeah, well, I guess we're really big at Christmas, which is not fun. And I went, yeah, but in the harvest. And she's like, yeah, that's, I don't want the grocery store now. Thanks. But
I love it. Yeah. You know, wow, we're just getting all about it, which I think is great. Courtney Weber here, the Cocoa Witch. I want to talk about tarot. Obviously, we're taking a break in a couple minutes, but I want to ask you, Courtney, the Cocoa Witch, that's your website and your Twitter handle. What is that a reference to?
Well, my nickname is Coco.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, I know. My covenants call me Coco, my niece and nephew, my godkids, they'll call me Coco, and people close to me call me that. And so when I needed a website that was, that seemed easy to do and just kind of switched over. So yeah, that's been it.
Perfect.
It's for my name.
And you've been doing like witchcraft, like you're a Wiccan priestess, and you've been doing tarot for a really long time, right?
I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. I started reading tarot when I was 15 years old. And I think that it piqued my interest in wanting to get further into getting into witchcraft and finding out more about magic and how it worked. And it really was by accident. I feel like there are two ways people find tarot. It's usually either by accident when they're very young, or there's an interruption in their life when they're a little bit older that draws them to tarot. I was talking about this with some colleagues, and whenever I'm teaching tarot and somebody comes into my class who says they're brand new at tarot and I think that they're over 40, I know that they have a story, and it's a recent story. It's really great. And I just want to say, you're here. That means something has happened recently. That's not me being clairvoyant. It's me being an observer and an experienced in this. But I picked it up by accident at 15. And that's because, you know, 15-year-olds, you get curious, you get bored. And so you start trying to connect with spirits and the dead. You know, you can't quite drive yet, so you might as well bring the spirits to you. And somebody had a tarot deck at a birthday party, and I started doing readings from it. And I remember somebody telling me that I was good at it. And then my best friend gave me a fortune-telling starter kit when I was 16. And it had a partial deck of tarot cards. And there's this phenomena when you're 16 and you have a tarot deck, is that suddenly you're the most popular girl in your Catholic high school. And that's how I got started with tarot.
I love that. Sorry, I just wanted to jump in. You know, I started when I was 13. I have the same deck. My mom took me to Barnes & Noble, and they had this mythic tarot deck of like Greek mythology. It's really cool. Uh-huh. It's out of print. I still have the same deck 20 years later. And, but yeah, I totally agree. I was at summer camp, like playing with the cards, like, woo, no idea what I'm doing, but it's just fun to look at it. You know, Courtney, we're going to take a really quick commercial break. And when we come back, Coco Witch, AKA Courtney Weber, is going to share with us really like what is the tarot and how to read for yourself. So we're going to continue where we left off. Check back with us in a few.
You, yes, you can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is the Cocoa Witch, Courtney Weber, Wiccan Priestess, here to talk to us about how to read tarot for yourself. Before we continue, Courtney, I just want to make sure that everybody knows how to contact you to find out more about your books, events, readings, etc.
Yes, on my website, www.thecocoawitch.com, there's a mailing list you can sign up for, and you do get a complimentary free single card reading when you sign up. Sometimes it takes me a little while to get them out to people, but they do eventually show up. And I'm on Twitter all day, every day. You can always find me there. And it's at The Cocoa Witch. I'm also on Facebook. And
Twitter game is strong.
Yeah, no, I do. I live in the computer most of the time.
I saw that you took a 12-hour media break or electronic break.
Except for that, I did
How was
take
that?
A 12-hour media break. Oh,
that
my
sounds
God,
wonderful.
It's so nice. It was a spa in my apartment. There has been so many things. I mean, the last couple of months, it just felt like a hammer to the skull.
Oh yeah.
And I was even talking with a store owner when I was teaching in the Midwest, and she said she felt like a lot of people are staying at home and just really glued to their computers right now because they're just, they can't look away.
Trolling.
Whatever that means to them. Yeah, trolling or just reading, absorbing, whatever it is that they're feeling right now. It's like they can't get enough
drug.
Of it. It truly is addictive. And I made a conscious effort that when I got home last night, I was not going to turn on the news. I was not going to look at social media. I put on Netflix things that I'd seen before just so I didn't have to think about them too much and just, you know, streaming some old shows. Mm. And then eventually I turned off that too and listened to music. And when I got up this morning, I said, I'm not ready to give this back up. So I just put back on more music and got ready for work and did not really engage in social media until I was standing on the subway platform when I did break down and check Twitter.
Yeah. And I'm tweeting you like, woo, we're doing a show today, crushing it.
Awesome. I'm not on Twitter. I work for a social justice organization that also does a lot of work in media. So it's partially my job to keep an eye on what's going on in media and social media. But it's also really felt like I slept so much deeper just having those few hours before I went to bed without looking at social media. And then getting up this morning, it was just a much better reentry into the day
This is a great piece of advice for everybody out there who's struggling right now. Nurture yourself, drink water, eat food, listen to music, do things you like, turn away from the train wreck, just to like recharge your soul, you know?
Yeah. And I think there's especially, especially those of us that have the warrior spirit or that we want to do something. We want to help. There's a sense, I think, that if we're not watching, then we're letting everything fall apart. And that's certainly something that I have battled, and I know I'm not alone with that.
No.
It's just to say that, no, you can still support whatever it is that you need, whatever changes that you want to see. Those things are not going to, change that much in 12 hours.
You have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself. Yeah. If they change that much, you're going to find out anyway. You know, if the aliens invade, you'll find out.
You will find out. And I also I know. And there was a thought, I said, okay, I do have a landline. The only people that have that landline are my immediate family and my husband, and you know, who's traveling right now. And so I thought, okay, I'm turning off my phone. If they need to call me because there's an emergency and I don't pick up my cell, they will call the landline.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Definitely. And like, I think one of the things that we can do, again, like we were talking about magic and tarot and connecting to ourselves. And part of that sometimes means you have to turn off all the frequencies and the vibrations from outside and get center and connect to that inner energy. And when you say that's what we're doing when we're, you know, reading tarot and stuff, is that we're really reading our own energy.
You know, tarot is truly a mystery. We talked about where it come from, and it's, playing cards and divination have been around since the invention of paper. So we're talking probably a couple thousand years. I'm sure there were things with papyrus, but I mean more about paper that came from the bark of trees, because just it's very nature. It's a little sturdier than some of the earlier forms of parchment when something they could shuffle and deal. So, but the tarot decks that we are familiar with, the ones that perhaps people either read or have seen in the movies, really came out of Renaissance Italy. And it was first a parlor game. It was something people just played for fun. And it was usually something that was most often just found in wealthy people's homes, because you had to commission someone to make the deck for you. Then, you know, after a while, I think eventually they were able to find less expensive ways of producing them. Because they found some that are kind of like stuffed in the, inside book bindings in order to give them some filler. And so it shows they weren't all that rare or considered, you know, sacred or spiritual objects, but it was really more like a trick-taking game. And over the years, they started to become more mysterious. And it was like in the early 20th century when a number of occultists really believed that the earliest tarot decks had some kind of mystical code that connected, say, the Gnostic Gospels with the Kabbalah, with ancient Egypt. And it was that they were determined to find all of those. Yeah, they were determined to find all those connections. So I think that some of their connections were quite a bit of a stretch. I don't really think that people in Renaissance Italy were painting images with Kabbalistic symbols or symbols from ancient Egypt. Most of the cards, playing cards from that time, were really reflective of things that they either saw around them or very common folk tales and stories that they were familiar with. Anyone out there is welcome to prove me wrong. But that's just from what I found. I've not really found that. So it's for as much mysticism as we now surround the tarot, it was a very practical, you know, pretty non-mysterious object, like system of playing cards for hundreds of years. But in the last 100, 150 years, maybe a little bit earlier than that, people have really begun to associate spiritualism and occultism with the tarot. So people may say, well, weren't people reading cards for fortunes before that? And yes, of course, but they were often doing that with playing cards.
I wanted to jump in because there's so many different types of cards out there, especially now. I have my spirit animal cards. I have my earth magic cards, but the tarot is unique. And I thought maybe you could kind of share with us, the tarot has its four unique suits. It's like a deck of playing cards, but it's different. Why is this deck special from all the other decks of cards that are out there?
Well, it comes from, it's a standard deck of playing cards of 52 cards. a tarot deck has 78, and 56 of those cards are similar, not identical, but similar to the playing cards that most of us know with hearts and diamonds and clubs and wand and spades. The tarot has four suits that are most often, there's a lot of variations out there. Those variations, what was most commonly seen are cups, pentacles, wands, and swords.
Yeah.
And there's an additional, they have, instead of a jack, knight, and queen, they have a page, knight, queen, and king. So, and then in addition to that, there's 22 trump cards, which when you were playing the game of Tarocchi or tarot, as we now know it, have very specific function in that game. And the tarot, the trump cards, or some people call it the major arcana, really shows the progression of a person's life. Each one card represents very specific threshold moments, perhaps becoming a parent, perhaps meeting a lover, periods of great despair, periods of great joy, and very specific challenges. And a lot of times are really great epic movies. You can see as some people call it, the fool's journey. You can see the Trump, the story of the tarot's Trump, aka the fool's journey, through so many of the stories that we know. Lord of the Rings is a great example. The Wizard of Oz is one that I quote a lot in my book.
And your book does a great job of discussing that fool's journey as well. For those of you, tarot for one, it's a really great discussion.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite ones is that the second card in the major arcana journey is the High Priestess. And it's a very mystical moment. And it's often someone setting off on a journey. And in The Pilgrimage, the book by Paulo Coelho, that might be a moment when you went to the fortune teller and she says, "You must come back and give me a tenth of the treasure and I will tell you what your dream means." And that's a very, very High Priestess moment. Another one is in Lord of the Rings when he meets Galadriel, the elf queen. And she shares with him the great great spiritual quest of returning the ring, that he's not just doing a favor for his friend Gandalf, but he actually has a much bigger calling in this whole story. Mm. And so it's about taking something, stepping out of the ordinary and really into the mystical. And I mentioned in my book that a High Priestess moment in my journey was the first time I got a tarot reading. Mm. And that all of a sudden I just broken up with my boyfriend. My heart was broken to 1,000 pieces. And I went to this little new age bookstore and I got a tarot reading. And it was such a powerful experience for me that I,
that I love
was like
it.
My High Priestess moment. Yeah. My High Priestess moment that says there's something behind, there's a door behind this wall that you've never noticed before.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but that's how I hope that answers the question. That's how it's,
oh, absolutely.
It's very different. Yeah.
And what we're going to do. I'm going to interrupt you. We're going to take a quick break.
That's fine.
I know, so much to talk about. When we come back, we're going to learn how to read tarot for yourself and why this is a thing that's different from getting a reading. And also, Courtney Weber is going to walk me through my own self tarot reading here with my deck. We're going to do it live. And I think I'm really excited because I could use some goodness in my life. So stick with us and we will be right back here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly.
Okay, great.
Woo.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
I'm Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio. I'm here with Courtney Weber, and we are talking about tarot, magic, and more. And Courtney is going to walk me through some live tarot readings, trying to help me ask and answer some important questions. Courtney, before we start, why is it so hard for people to read tarot for themselves?
It's very hard to be objective with yourself, first of all. I liken it a lot to looking in a mirror. I mean, this morning, I spent a long time standing in the mirror deciding if I should really wear the pants that I did ultimately wear, but I was like, do these not look right? What are people going to think? And it's just, you know, just sitting there all of a sudden you're saying, no, you know, actually I think they're okay. And then you start thinking, you know what? They're really not. These don't look good at all. I should have just gotten rid of these years ago. And then pull back around, hey, they're fine. It's just like, you just stand there and you can't quite figure it out. It's almost like the image changes in front of you from being far less flattering, probably more flattering than it needs to be. And it's very tough. And it's not the mirror itself is telling you any of those things. The mirror is simply saying, yeah, you're wearing brown pants today.
Right.
That's it. But it's hard to really be objective over whether that's the right choice. And with tarot, it's the same thing. The tarot is really just trying to give you an objective answer. But sometimes we don't trust it. We think a good reading means, well, I'm just seeing what I want to see.
Oh, yeah.
Or we think that if a reading has some challenging cards in it, we think, oh, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. I'm so screwed. The truth is that every card in the tarot could be challenging and every card in the tarot could be good. It really depends on the context. Just like in our language, some words, depending on how they're used, could have a very blessed connotation or a really painful one. So it's sometimes some are a little tainted with one thing more than others, but everything has its potential. So it's really about looking at it is trying to be objective. And that's one of the things about reading tarot for yourself is as you go through the journey, you are, of learning about it, you start to make those connections between your tarot card and what your own associations are.
Yes. So you start to see your own bias through the cards and through the way that you interpret them.
to develop a rapport with your cards, like kind of the way like that you develop a rapport with your best friend. You don't really have to explain things a lot. You just, man, like sometimes my best friend and I, we just talk to each other in memes and emoticons and we know exactly what we're talking about.
Oh my God. Word to like my Snapchat.
You have that.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah. You have that. You have this people in your life where you really need to break everything down and explain everything because you're just not that close. And then you have people where you just, you don't even have to say anything, you know?
So I'm holding my deck of cards and I have some questions that I would like to ask. And the first one is about my health. I've been super sick and I just have to get better. I know the health is a very common thing we like to read about. Now, this isn't like a long-term life-threatening thing. It's just that like it's been a rough January. So I've been doing a lot of cleansing, et cetera. And I would like to know kind of what this healing journey has in store. So how would I read a card for myself based on that?
So you're looking, you want to know how your healing journey is going. Okay. So first what I would recommend is, instead of drawing the cards at random, turn your deck over and deliberately look through your cards until you find one that represents how you feel your health journey is going. So if you could describe it to an illustrator, what you might say, and here I can do it too for myself. So one of the things that I deal with is just chronic fatigue. And so I'm going to try to find a card that to me represents fatigue. So you do the same for yourself. Just so, and you're, again, you've got to, and, you know, just find one that really
okay.
speaks to you.
I'm grabbing the Six of Wands because my mythic deck has a picture of Jason grabbing the golden fleece and he's like all bloody and exhausted and all these people are cheering him on to represent like it's been a battle and like I'm better. I'm always getting better, but it's definitely been, it's like, it's a fight, you know?
Yeah. Bam. Yeah, for sure. And I'm picking for myself the Ten of Wands. And this is from the deck that I produced, Tarot of the Burrows. And it's a woman who's an artist and she is collapsed on her canvas on the floor.
So we're both in the like, ones. I like that.
The book. Okay. So then now, so basically this is how you get your subjective mind out of the way. You've gone ahead and told the tarot what you think is going on. So we can give ourselves room to then tell, the tarot can tell us. So now you want to shuffle your cards face down so you don't see them. And you're asking the tarot, tell me about how my health journey is really going. And I'm doing the same thing.
Cool. Right on. All right. I'm shuffling, do them a couple times.
And then you draw one at random.
Yeah. I'm just kind of cut it. And so when you're drawing one at random, do you prefer fanning them out and picking one or just cutting it and picking one? Or does it not really matter?
I just cut and pick one.
Okay.
When I'm reading for other people, I often fan it out for them. One, just because it's very visually appealing. So much of tarot is about the experience. And so seeing the cards stand out ahead of you, it's like, oh, it can be any one of these. Which one do I pick?
Yeah.
It's just a much more satisfying experience than cutting one. But when it's my reading for myself, I just go ahead and cut.
All right. I did it. And the card that I pulled was Seven of Cups and it's right side
up. Okay. All right. So yeah, let's make them right side up. So tell me what's going on in your Seven of Cups.
I've got it, the seven. So this deck, every one of these, it all corresponds to Greek mythology. So this one is, it's a big Aphrodite kind of floating in the air with cups. And then, a girl, I think it's Persephone. I'm not totally sure, kind of on her knees praying to Aphrodite.
Okay. So since I can't see that card, you just told me about the image. So what is, that's fine. But it's just, okay. So mention some of the themes that pop out of it for you.
Well, there's ocean and sky and water. And again, these cups like levitating in the air.
Okay. So there's a lot of water. There's not a lot of earth. What's your relationship like with the ocean?
Oh my gosh. I love the ocean so much. And I've been living in Colorado for 3 years and I've barely seen it. And
okay. So it's something that's interesting. It's something that's far away from you.
Yes, but I miss it. I think about going back all the time.
And you miss it.
Oh my God, I miss it so much.
You want to be near it.
Yes.
You're not close to it. And in this card, there's a lot of floating and not really being part of it.
Yeah, there's like, the girl's on like a little piece of land, kind of overlooking the ocean, but then it's just like all ocean and sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, So to me, I'm helping. So normally you'd be doing this on your own, but I'm going to help you out here a little bit.
Thank you.
That it's showing you. Oh, about to see. Excuse me.
Bless you. Oh my gosh, it's contagious.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I know. It's okay. It's New York City radiators is what mine is.
Oh man.
So she's. It's showing you something, but she's like, you love the ocean. You want to be near the ocean. You want to be close to it. You'd probably be swimming in it right now if you could. Mm. And you're far away from it. And it looks like, it sounds like the character in the card may be a little removed from it as well. So it's like what you desire for your health seems kind of far away from you right now.
Mm. I like that. And I think literally I just need to get back to the beach, dude.
Maybe that's it. Maybe
it's so dry here. Altitude, like sinuses, yeah, all that. Who knows?
I mean, seriously, the tarot can be very, very obvious sometimes, and that could be exactly that. Like you need to go visit the ocean.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So okay, well that was interesting. Now let's say we only have 3 minutes till the next break, but let's say I wanted to ask questions about love and relationships, because that is of course something we all want to consult our decks for. Now, let's say I'm in a relationship, but my partner, Jimmy, and I, we're in an open relationship, but we've been together for many years, but we also have other partners. So can I ask the tarot, is there going to be another partner coming into my life in addition to my primary partner right now? Is that too much?
Yes.
Is that a good one? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine, because you know it's great. This is an opportunity to show a yes and no question.
Cool.
So pull three cards at random and turn them face up. Now, make sure you know whether they're upside down or right side up. So draw three cards at random.
All right, I'm going to do that. So I'm going to shuffle, cut three times. Let's say.
And you're thinking about your question, which
I
am. Just shuffle, and
All right, cool. Okay, let me do it. I'm cutting right now. God, I wish I had my video feed up for this. Okay, woo. My first one was 10 of Cups, right side up. I'm doing it again. I like that card. My second one is, 9 of Swords, also right side up. And my third one is the Page of Wands, upside down.
Okay. So I learned from, I believe this was a Mary Greer or Rachel Pollack exercise. I apologize. I can't remember who originally penned it. Three cards right side up is a strong yes. Three cards upside down is a strong no. Two cards right side up and one upside down is a probably.
Okay. That's interesting.
And then depending on what cards, it can tell you the circumstances. So you said that you got two cards that are right side up. One was the 10 of Cups, you said?
Uh-huh. 10 of Cups, which is like a really overwhelmingly positive love card.
Okay. Kind of. So yeah, like there's a lot of love. Tell me about the 9 of Swords.
Nine of Swords looks like Medusa stabbing someone and torturing them.
Okay. So two cards in conflict there. Yeah, you've got a card of love and excitement, love and joy, and then one of some kind of crazy adventure. To me, it says a little bit of drama, maybe. Tell me about the one that's upside down.
And the one that's upside down is the Page of Wands, which looks like a young boy riding on the golden fleece holding a torch, but it's also upside down.
Okay. So it seems to me that you might end up, if this were my reading, it looks like there could be someone in your periphery who would be a really great addition to the unit that you have going on. But it seems like there's a little bit of drama around them, so they may not show up right away.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, so maybe that the whole Medusa sword thing is them dealing with their shit, so they're not in my life yet.
Dealing with their shit. It's like, it sounds, I mean, I also think that they're probably trying to deal with an old relationship because there's that love card.
Yes.
Next to the drama. So it's like, okay. So, and especially if it's a card, anytime somebody is writing something on a card, like you said, he's riding a fleece or many cards, many people ride horses. Anytime somebody's riding something, they're coming in or they're going out. And so him being in reverse says he's not quite ready to come in yet because he's got to deal with something crazy, probably having to do with his love life.
Or she.
Or she.
Okay, cool. Wow, that was awesome. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to play a little bit more with the self-reading of tarot here with Courtney Weber. So we'll see you in about 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with the Cocoa Witch, Courtney Weber, and we have been reading some tarot. Courtney, before we took a break, we did some interesting readings. We did a health reading and a love reading, and you were just telling me during the break you pulled a health card for yourself too. Can you tell us what it was and how to interpret it?
Yes. Well, as you remember, I chose the Ten of Wands, which is the woman who's collapsed on her canvas on the floor. And the tarot, I chose at random from the tarot, the Queen of Wands, which in the tarot deck I produced, Tarot of the Burrows, it's the same model. So it's her in a position where she's sitting there on her throne, feeling very accomplished, looking at all the work that she's done. And in contrast with the one that I thought, which is the woman who's completely overwhelmed and not completing anything. And so tarot tells me I'm actually doing a lot better than I thought. And that, you know, some of the fatigue I may feel may just be from a result of working hard, but that I'm keeping everything in a healthy range, so to speak.
I love that. So really, sometimes you got to give yourself credit and not be so hard on yourself, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Very cool. Now, one question I have to ask before I talk more about the different types of card pulls we can do. What do you have to say, Courtney? You know, people always freak out. There's cards in the major arcana like death and the devil and the hanged man. What do you have to say about the scary cards?
Well, just as we were talking about, I don't know if we were talking about this online or live or on the break, that a card that's that all cards can be good and all cards can be challenging. And it's just like language. Some words in our language are very complimentary and very loving and very sweet. And some cards are harsher and that are a little more unkind. But in any circumstance, in any context, a card could either be used for either. Mm. So it really, just like language could be used for either. So it really depends on the context of the reading. Now, if you were asking about a job that you have and you got the death card, that might mean that there's going to be a very serious shift and change. It could mean a layoff, but it could also mean a promotion, because it would be a death of the old job and moving into a new job. I had one friend, she got the death card for herself just before she got pregnant. And that death card was essentially, the death card was the death of her working life. But that wasn't a bad thing because she wanted to stay home with her baby. But it did represent a death of something. She was no longer a working woman. She was a working woman who worked at home with her baby. And I've also seen the devil can mean a liar. The devil, I've seen in readings, can mean that somebody is really messing with you, or that your own personal demons may be haunting you, whether these are addictions or mental illness or emotional illness or anything like that. But the devil can also be, when you think about the devil's advocate, sometimes the devil is the only one that will tell you the truth in a situation.
Or the outsider.
The outsider, or it tempts you to get outside your comfort zone. In Tarot of the Burrows, the one of the deck that I produced, we have a very sexy woman in black leather leaning against a brick wall in an alleyway. And the photographer, George Courtney, he did something with the light, so it's blurry. You really can't see her, and you don't know whether she's actually real. You also don't know if she's going to be a good influence or a dangerous influence, or perhaps she's someone that you shouldn't be seeing, or perhaps she's someone that you trust to take you on an adventure.
So it's not always, it's not so black and white that there's evil, scary cards and good cards. And people talked about tarot. I've literally heard people say, I'm so afraid of tarot. It's black magic and it scares me, and I don't like the bad cards. And I hear this and I'm like laughing, because it's not like that, right? I mean, we can agree.
It can be very blunt and harsh. One thing I say about the tarot is, imagine it's your 600-year-old Italian grandmother. It will tell you what is going on. It does not care. It does not spare feelings. Now, there are some decks that are softer than others.
Yes.
But the tarot is not trying to, the tarot can encourage, the tarot can comfort, but the tarot's primary goal is not to do either one of those things. The tarot's goal is to tell you the truth. And sometimes the truth is comforting, and sometimes the truth is not.
without being too afraid.
So what I also recommend is, when you consult the tarot, be conscious of what you want, what is it you really want to know, and can you handle hearing the truth about it? Years ago, before I met my husband, I used to consult the tarot over and over about whatever guy I was seeing. And I would just ask the same question over and over. And I wasn't ready to hear the answer, which, up until I met my husband, the answer was, no, it's not going to work. And so I have learned to not consult the tarot when I am too invested in a specific outcome. So right now I'm working on a novel, and I don't want to know whether it's going to get published or not. I don't want to know that. I want to know, I asked the tarot, how is it going? What could I do to make it better? Are there stalls in my process? Is now the right time to start seeking an agent? That kind of thing. But I don't ask the tarot outright, will this get published or not? Because the truth is if it says no, then that's going to make me think, well, why bother? Right?
Yes.
And if it says yes, then maybe I'm going to get too flippant about it or too lazy and say, well, tarot says it's going to work out. Why do I even have to make this?
You can't let it take away your free will. Right.
No, I can't. No one takes away our free will. With the exception of specific extenuating circumstances, like I'm not talking about human trafficking or things, but I mean, those of us that are not those kind of situations, our free will is things that we give over. It doesn't take it away. And so I think, though, that tarot can make us, the danger with tarot is when it is it can make us doubt our choices if we don't look at it in context. So, you know, there's going to be eight sides to every story. And so if I'm looking at the cards and it says, no, it's not going to get published, I might think, oh my God, it's never going to get published. But maybe it's talking about the first publisher that I approach.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe it's saying in its current form, it's not going to get published. But then after you do extensive rewrites and spend some time with it, then it will.
I think that's really good advice.
Yeah. So but then there are times when you're not as invested in the outcome. So you just want to know. It's like, okay. I'm trying to think of I get so invested in my outcome. It's hard for me to think of a circumstance, but, maybe it's something like, is my mother-in-law coming for Thanksgiving this year? I'd love to have her there, but if she doesn't come, it's not going to ruin the holiday or ruin our relationship. It's just, she's not coming this year. So I might pull three cards to ask. Let me, I can do that right now. Let's see, will she come for Thanksgiving this year?
Okay. And then we're going to have to wrap it. We're out of time, Courtney, but we crushed it. So yeah, let me know. Let me know if she's going to come, yes or no. And then we're going to check in.
It says maybe.
Maybe. Hey, man, it's still undecided. You know, Thanksgiving is a very long way away. A lot can happen.
It is.
So I love that, though. Everyone, thank you so much to Courtney Weber, a.k.a. the Cocoa Witch, for coming on here and trying to show us, especially us noobs, how to read some tarot. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
And I just want to remind everyone, you can join me every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. And find out more about the show at thelucidplanet.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, The Lucid Planet. And also stream all of our shows for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Next week, please join us for our Valentine's Day special show featuring famed sex educator Miss Jaya, who's going to talk with us about erotic blueprints and sexual satisfaction. So stick with us, and I'll see you next week. Light and love. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.